Lesson 9. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words.
1.
I didn't sleep well last night.
So do you feel tired today? 2. She is afraid of animals. 3. He felt hungry when he saw the food. 4. It made me very sad when I thought of the sick people. 5. When you are thirsty, you need something to drink.
Exercise 4. Listen and answer the questions. Ling Shi, you're nearly asleep. What's the matter? Are you tired?
Yes, I am. I'm tired and hungry.
What time did you go to bed last night?
I went to bed at about 10.
Did you get up early this morning?
Yes, I live far away from the school. I had to get up at 5 and had a quick breakfast before I came to school.
What did you have for breakfast?
I had a cup of tea and an apple.
No wonder you feel tired and hungry. You must always have something to eat in the morning. If you don't eat enough, you will feel tired all day and you won't be able to think.
What did you have this morning, Yongxian?
I had a bottle of milk and I had 3 pieces of bread and 2 eggs. I have nearly the same breakfast every day, milk, bread and eggs.
No wonder you are good at both studying and sports. Lesson 10. Exercise 4. Listen and fill in the words.
1. I hope you enjoy your meal. 2. I still don't understand. Please tell me again. 3. My father is from Sichuan, and he likes hot food very much. 4. It's very dark. We can't see ourselves. 5. Just help yourself, David. 6. She likes looking at herself in the mirror.
Lesson 11. Exercise 1. Listen to the conversations and answer the questions.
Question 1.
What's the matter?
I feel very thirsty.
Why?
I was in the garden for 30 minutes in the hot sun. I was working and I didn't have anything to drink.
No wonder you're thirsty. Go and drink something now.
Question 2. What's the matter?
I feel tired.
Why?
I didn't sleep well last night. I drank too much black tea with milk before I went to bed.
No wonder you're tired. Drink some milk before you go to bed this evening, but don't put any sugar in it. You will sleep well tonight. Question 3. What's the matter, Tom?
Yes, I can't find my new gold pen. It was a present from my dad. I'm afraid he will be very angry.
No wonder you're sad. Where did you last have it?
Yesterday afternoon, I put it on a table in the reading room. I forgot to take it when I left. When I came back to look for it, the gold pen wasn't there anymore.
Don't worry, Tom. Maybe someone found it and gave it to a teacher.
I hope so. Exercise 2. Listen to the story and fill in the words.
The Fox and the Crow. A crow was sitting in a tree. She had a piece of cheese in her mouth. A fox saw her. Mmm, he thought. I'm a little hungry. I'd like to eat that piece of cheese myself. But how can I get it from her? He went and stood under the tree. He looked up and said to her, "You look very beautiful today, Miss Crow. You are shining like the sun. Your eyes are as bright as a full moon. I can see myself in them. The crow loved hearing nice things about herself. She wanted to let the fox hear her beautiful voice. She opened her mouth and said, "Caw!" very loudly. As soon as she opened her mouth, the cheese fell down into the fox's mouth, and he ate it all. "You are very good at making a noise," said the fox, "but you are not very good at being clever."
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat the words and sentences. Try not to put another sound between the first two letters of the words.
1. Star. Stay. Small. Skate. Speak. Special. Sport. Street. Spring. Story. Study. 2. The swimmer stood up to speak to the students. 3. In spring, we can't usually see any stars in the sky at night. 4. The car could not stop, and it hit a small dog near the bus stop. 5. It's snowing. I'm afraid you won't be able to have sports this afternoon. Stay in the classroom and study, said the teacher.
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat the words and sentences. Put in another small sound between the vowel at the end of a word and the vowel at the beginning of the next word.
1. They are my aunt. 2 others. Go in. 2 eyes. 2. The boy ate it. 3. How old are you? 4. The hungrier I am, the more I eat. 5. Come over to our house one evening.
Lesson 12. Exercise 1. Listen and fill in the words.
Mid-Autumn Festival is an important festival in China. It starts on the 15th of the 8th month of the Chinese calendar. At Mid-Autumn Festival, everyone eats mooncakes. There are many kinds of mooncakes. Some have nuts in them, and some have meat or eggs. On that night, families often meet in the open air. They look at the full moon and eat mooncakes and other delicious food.
Exercise 3. Listen and say if the sentences are true or false. Circle T or F. Hello, Sally.
Hello, Wang Xin. You look tired this morning.
Yes, I didn't sleep well last night. I didn't get up until 7:45.
Did you have breakfast?
No, I didn't.
I see. But what do you usually have for breakfast?
People in Guangzhou like having congee, rice noodles, or bread. I like congee.
People eat different food in different parts of the world. But we should always try to have 5 things.
What are they?
A little meat, lots of fruit and vegetables, some cereal.